Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Back the Bark is an outreach effort to assist the Monta Vista Police Department K-9 Unit. This special unit's main goal is to get drugs and drug dealers off the streets. They serve not just Monta Vista, but Rio Grande County and the San Luis Valley. This is another special two-part podcast. Part one includes several members of the Monta Vista Police Department K-9 Unit Advisory Board. And in part two, we talk one-on-one with one of the two K-9 handlers. As well, there is a special fundraising event happening June 22nd in South Fork at Outdoor Depot.
I'm Adam, and we're here to talk about Back the Bark. There's an awful lot going on. And joining us in the studio here is Margaret Hurd. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Adam. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great.
Also, Karina Settle.
Hi.
Hi, Karina. And PB. How are you, sir? Actually,
I'm good.
Pastor Bob. I'm good. I appreciate you being here. Margaret, you are the chairman of Back the Bark?
I'm chairman of Chief Rosecrans Advisory Board.
Ah, okay. And Karina, you are the vice chair?
Yes, I am.
Pastor Bob, you are the...
Just show up.
You just show up.
I'm just part of the board.
You're a member. Okay. Well, we appreciate you all coming out and talking to us about this. Let's go around the table and learn a little bit more about everybody. Margaret, where are you originally from?
From Monta Vista, right here.
So you are a native.
Exactly.
Wonderful. What do you do here?
Right now, I'm retired. Graduated from high school here. My husband and I are childhood sweethearts, and we were gone for 40 years and came back home.
Came back home. Where did you go for 40 years?
Oh, my husband was helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and then he flew for United Airlines. Well, he had a flying career for like 33 years. So we lived all the way from Florida to Hawaii.
So you've been all over the place.
That's right.
How did you become involved with Back the Bark?
This is something Chief Rosecrans wanted to do. So we have a sustainable canine unit, and he proposed it at one of our first meetings for the advisory board. And I just sort of picked it up and ran with it because it really interested me.
All right, we'll get into more about what exactly is Back the Bark and what you're doing in a little bit. Karina, where are you originally from?
Bakersfield, California.
Really?
Yes.
How in the world did you end up in the San Luis Valley?
Well, our parents moved here for work when I was a teenager. I lived in Alamosa. That's where I went to school at, and then ended up in South Fork, Del Norte area for about 25 years, and here now for 3 years in Monta Vista.
You like it here?
I do.
It's a neat little town.
It is, and I'm meeting great people here. It is a nice town.
So how did you become involved with Back the Bark?
Well, I met Margaret and started going to the town meetings, and then they were looking for people to be on the advisory board. So I decided to go, and I just felt like I was led there. And then Back to Bark, to supporting our police department. Just what I've been through and what I've seen as a hairdresser, just the people that are affected by the drugs in our valley, and I want to be part of that.
Wonderful. Pastor Bob, where are you from, sir?
Originally from Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, you're a Texan.
I am.
Oh, we won't hold that against you.
Well, that's all right. Thank you.
How did you end up here in the San Luis Valley?
I was in the Air Force for 13 and a half years as a gunner on a B-52 and moved around a few times, became ordained into the ministry in California, then went to Michigan, and then surrendered to a call to come here to Calvary Baptist Church in Monta Vista. I've been here 3 years.
I understand you have a little radio in your background, too?
I do. When I was at Texas Tech, I had a radio show. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
We got a good radio voice.
Thank you.
So how did you become involved with Back the Bark?
I was asked. The thing is that most organizations want the same thing. I'm chair of the Ministerial Association. We all want the same thing. We want a community that is good to raise kids, a community that is a good place to live. The only way it works is a holistic approach, which includes crime, which includes fighting crime. And so the chief asked me to be a part of the advisory board. I said, absolutely. And when the canine unit thing came up, it really is sending a message to any drug dealers that are in town that they need to avoid Monta Vista, because these dogs that we have are excellent at what they do. The deputies are well-trained. Again, the bottom line is anything we can do to make our community a better place, whether it be the Rotary Club, Kiwanis, Ministerial Association, the police department, all of them are trying to do the same thing from different directions. And so I love being a part of those things.
So what exactly is Back the Bark?
Back the Bark, it's a nonprofit organization. We have a 501c3 status, and it is designed to hopefully make our canine unit self-sustaining. The fund is separate from the city. We have an account at San Luis Valley Federal Savings and Loan, and we have account administrator of the account, and that's at Notes and Numbers. Lila Davis is the accountant and bookkeeper, and she does that as an in-kind donation. We have two canines, one black lab whose name is Jake, and we have a yellow lab whose name is Ruckus, and he can cause a ruckus. So,
aptly named.
Yes, he is aptly named. They're trained on opioids, meth, a lot of that line of amphetamines, and Jake is trained also on marijuana. Ruckus does not do marijuana. The dogs are worth every penny. Their weight in gold for the amount of drugs that have been taken off our streets. These dogs serve not only Monta Vista, but Rio Grande County.
Ah, okay. That's good to know. So they're going up to South Fork and Del Norte.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Exactly.
All right.
If I can just interject, This isn't in the city budget. These dogs, the canine units, is not covered in the city budget. The city struggles in a lot of areas, but this is having a true impact. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need the community supporting this so much.
Well, how did Back the Bark get started here in the first place?
That was one of the requests that Chief Rosecrans gave his advisory board. And so Karina and I just took off with it and, you know, did a lot of talking about what are we going to do, how can we do it. And Chief has written grants and we've gotten money. And we also have been given in-kind donations, which is really helpful. And our local service organizations and banks have all donated.
We'll have a list on the webpage, too, of all those people who've been helping. I certainly urge our listeners to support these local businesses and organizations. What benefit do you see all of this to our local police force?
One benefit, I think, is, you know, if we can help support them to get the equipment that they need so they can do their job properly and safely, you know, when they're going out, you know, into the community, getting the drugs off the street. I want to see our police officers safe. I want to see them with the right equipment. I want to see them take down these guys mm-hmm. that are doing this to our valley.
To the obvious benefit of the community and our whole county here.
Saving lives, you know, saving lives. And people are being destroyed by these drugs. Families are being broken, and we want to come and help them. If we can put a dent in this, I'm in. I want to see lives change.
So you've got an event coming up, a summer kickoff party in South Fork?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
It's at Outdoor Depot. And they contacted Chief several months ago because they always do a summer kickoff. And they wanted a cause. They had seen our booth at the Crane Festival and asked if our canines could be their cause. So we're having fun setting that up with the people. They're so enthusiastic and contagious in their enthusiasm.
So it's on June 22nd?
Correct, from 10 till 2.
Tell me about the events that are planned for that day.
Okay, there'll be free food, music, silent auction, bake sale, and you can donate monetarily at that time also. We will be selling t-shirts for Back the Bark. I believe they're going to do 3 demonstrations with the dogs.
So you can come out and see them in action.
How they work inside and I believe in a crowd and then inside.
Do you know where the dogs are trained?
They're trained in Colorado Springs. We just finished paying for a new handler's training. And so this is very important that, like a handler's first training is $2,500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much it costs to train a dog.
It's about $5,000 per dog.
Mm-hmm. For the cost?
For the cost. That includes a trained dog.
Okay.
It's about $5,000, and it can go as high as $8,000, depending on what the dogs can do. But again, because none of this is in the budget, you know, people may think it doesn't take anything to take care of a dog. Their diet is very strict. Their training is an ongoing thing. The training of the handler and then the modification of the vehicles is something that people don't think about. But these vehicles have to be modified, and some of our police cars are very, very old. It takes a lot.
It does. And the vehicles that the handlers and canines use are not very dependable. They always wonder when they go out and about if they're going to get to come home.
So how can someone get involved with Back the Bark?
Contact myself.
Contact
my phone number will be on the website.
Okay.
It's 719-850-1191.
And I understand you are rolling out a social media presence, too, that should be expected sometime in the near future?
Yes, we're just getting started in this, so everything else, we'll, you know, little steps that we're taking to get us there.
Let us know as you get your social media presence going. We'll certainly add this to your page here as well.
Well, and if anybody wants to get involved, if they contact Margaret or if they contact the chief will get them in contact with somebody on the board. And if they want to help volunteer and help man booths and things like that for different events, the more the merrier.
So you're planning on other events this year, too?
Absolutely.
Such as?
Of course, we have National Night Out. Last year, we did it for the first time. It was a huge success. And so we're wanting it to be even bigger and better this year. The Crane Festival was very good for us. And just to get the word out as much as we can. And for people to see the dogs, to see that they know their money's going for really good causes.
And if someone wants to donate to either Back the Bark or your summer kickoff party, they can reach out to you as well?
Correct. If they want to do a monetary donation, they can take it to Notes and Numbers, and they will deposit the money for us. They keep a list of their donors, and if you would like to use it as tax deduction, they will keep that record for you also.
What about the future? Again, you're just getting started, which is great, but I'm sure you have future ideas and plans.
Chief would like, in the next 8 to 10 years, for us to have close to $80,000 in the account so that we can, like a new dog, is $5,000 to $8,000, like Bob said. Used vehicles need to be purchased, and it's always training, medical. We do have some in-kind medical paid by the veterinary clinics, but, you know, if there's a neutering or an injured dog, that money would come out of our fund also.
Anything else that you'd like to cover on this? We'd kind of open this up to just a general discussion.
I think most of the community is very open to supporting this because if you look at the overdose rates for this valley, they're comparable to Denver.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the highest per capita of people in the nation, actually. And this valley, because of our highways, are kind of thoroughfares for those that want to break the law. I mean, whether it be transportation of drugs or human trafficking or whatever, because of the busts that have been made, the arrests that have been made, the word is that we're hearing this in interrogations from the criminals that are arrested. The word is to avoid Monta Vista. If you're doing drugs, to avoid Monta Vista. We just recently had a combined drug bust with FBI and other federal agencies and so forth. It was in the paper a few weeks ago. Took a major dealer out of this valley. He's going to go away for a long, long time. And again, the whole idea is Monta Vista is a good place to raise your family. The fewer drugs that we can have on the streets, the better this place becomes.
Exactly.
You know, I've been here for 3 years, and I've seen the crime go down. Because we live right in town, and so when I first moved here, the sirens were going off every day. And now I hear it, it's like every other day. I mean, it's not as bad as it was, so there has been change here. We want to keep that going. We want to, you know, families to come here. We want people to raise their kids safely. If we can help with that, that's a huge plus.
And also, we're extremely fortunate to have an officer like Chief Rosecrans. I mean, very professional, extremely knowledgeable, a true asset to this community. And in the process, our officers are better. And
yes.
And we've got some great police officers. And they're more out in the community now and so forth. And we all have relationships with them. It's just getting better and better year by year.
Anything else?
Maybe something we should mention that we sell T-shirts that are designed specifically for Back the Bark. And we have a special logo on the front, which says Back the Bark. It has a paw print. On the back is a flag with a paw print on top of it. And it says MVPD K9 Unit. They're on sale, and we'll have them for sale at the summer kickoff party. Anybody on the board can tell you how to get a T-shirt. The person who designed the T-shirts, well, Karina and I, Larry Foster, designed the T-shirts. Uniquely Delightful.
Uniquely Delightful.
Is the name of the T-shirt
And they're a fairly
company.
New business in town, too, right on Main Street.
Yes, yes. It used to be the old CBI building. I think it still has that in the building, you know.
Well, they do a fantastic job. Those are nice shirts.
Mm-hmm. They're just two doors east of Dairy Queen.
And we certainly invite other businesses or organizations to reach out to you to help support this cause. And again, the information on how to contact you will be on this particular page. And we want to invite everybody out to the summer kickoff party. It's in South Fork. It's June 22nd. Come on out. See what these dogs do. Have a good day. Enjoy some good fellowship and a lot of fun.
It's on the east end of South Fork as you're going in to the town.
Outdoor Depot?
Outdoor
Depot. They rent.
Oh, okay. I know the place.
ATVs.
Right. ATVs. Okay. It's on the south side of the road. Last year, Outdoor Depot said they had around 800 people come to their event.
Wow.
So it'll be fun just to visit and see people.
Well, thank you, everybody, for coming. We certainly hope you have a wonderful turnout for your summer kickoff party. And again, let's get behind Back the Bark. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
If you haven't done so already, make sure to mark your calendar on June 22nd for the summer kickoff party and Back the Bark fundraiser event at Outdoor Depot in South Fork. Corporal Heath Hart, Canine Unit Handler, has joined us in the SL Voices studio to tell us more about the dogs, their training, functions, and superior care, ensuring a great life for these highly trained dogs.
Joining us in the studio is Corporal Heath Hart of the Monta Vista Police Department. Corporal Hart, we appreciate you coming up to the studio and talking with us.
Appreciate you having me here today.
Where are you originally from, Heath?
I'm originally from Monta Vista.
Oh, so you are a native?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. How did you end up working with the Monta Vista Police Department?
I actually used to work at Rio Grande County Sheriff's Office before and wanted a little more call volume, so I transferred over to the Monta Vista Police Department.
And how long have you been with the Monta Vista Police Department?
I actually came on board with the Monta Vista Police Department in February of 2017.
Then how did you end up as one of our canine handlers?
It's actually an interesting story. One of our previous canine handler, who's one of my sergeants now, his canine was getting ready to retire. And so I just started doing a lot of research to figure out what we could do to keep the canine program going. I talked with Corporal Tate Kentrew from APD because he's had some serious success with his canines over there. And he got me hooked up with Johnson's Canine out of Colorado Springs. And we kind of just took the ball and ran with it there.
Well, tell us a little bit about the two canines. Jake and Ruckus are their names?
Canine Jake is a full-blooded black lab. We purchased him from our chief of police, Chief John Rosecrans. It was his personal dog that he was actually training for a bird dog.
Oh.
And then Ruckus, he's our yellow lab. We got him from Johnson's Canine. Both dogs are really loving and happy dogs, and they like to be around people and do their job.
Now, I understand that Ruckus is aptly named. This is what I've heard.
He is a Ruckus, that is for sure.
You're actually Jake's handler, and Patrolman Ezekiel Cisneros is Ruckus's handler, right?
That is correct.
Do you guys ever trade off dogs or cross-train?
We used to before Officer Cisneros got certified, but we don't really anymore just because we want to focus on our dog to make our dog the best dog with us as a partner so that we can read every aspect when we're out working them.
Well, tell us about some of the special training that you and Jake go through.
We go through, it's called the MPCA, the National Police Canine Association. That's who we certify with. We go up to Springs once a year. We certify with them. We also do training with Johnson's Canine still, going up there and working with them in Colorado Springs and their different dogs. And they show us a little more different aspects of things and what to look for and stuff like that.
So it's really a constant thing. You're constantly training with these animals.
It's constantly evolving, yes. We train probably 3 to 4 days a week, as much as we can, just to keep our dogs at the top notch that we can. So when we do have a call out or have to run our dogs on a vehicle, then, I mean, our dogs are at the peak.
What are some of the special abilities that these canines can perform?
Their main ability that they're really good at is finding dope, getting narcotics off the streets of Monta Vista and Rio Grande County.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you face working with the canines?
Probably the number one challenge that we face just as a canine program is financing. We don't get a budget line or a line item from the city, really. So all of our money that we use to purchase training equipment, vehicles, stuff like that, is all through grants, which is the great thing about our Back the Bark is that Margaret Hurd and Karina and Pastor Bob have done an awesome job at setting us up an account that we can put money in so that we can always have money for our dogs to keep this program going.
And of course, there's a great big fundraiser coming up next month out in South Fork.
Yes. It's going to be fun. We'll have both canines up there and both handlers. So We'll actually be doing some live finds.
That's what I heard. You're going to be doing some demonstrations.
Yes.
That'll be interesting. What specific types of illegal drugs can these dogs detect?
Both dogs are certified on meth, heroin, cocaine, ecstasy. Jake is another scent that he has is psilocybin or shrooms. And then Officer Cisneros, actually, when he was up certifying, got the chance to work with Pueblo PD, and his dog got put on an odor of LSD. So pretty much we've got all the drugs well-rounded for both dogs.
I had heard, too, that one of the canines is specially trained in marijuana detection, and some people would probably want to know. Given that marijuana is legal with certain restrictions, of course, in the state of Colorado, how would that special training and skill be used with that canine?
Canine Jake's actually the one that's actually certified on marijuana. I have some parameters that I have to get answered on the traffic stop, if it's out on a traffic stop, to try to eliminate marijuana. I mean, obviously, like you said, it's legal in Colorado, so you're not always going to eliminate it. Our main goal, even with marijuana being legal, is to get heroin and meth off the streets. The nice thing about him being certified on marijuana is that I can take him into the schools and make sure that we don't have that first drug of choice available to our youth.
So you're looking for it in places it really doesn't need to be, like schools, or I would guess, as you said, with a traffic stop, a large quantity.
Exactly.
Now, we understand you actually serve the entire Rio Grande County, not just Monta Vista.
That is correct. Officer Cisneros and I have both been sworn in by the Rio Grande County Sheriff as deputies.
Do the canines ever assist in other counties in the San Luis Valley?
Yes. I've been all the way down to Canales County to help them out on a traffic stop. And so has Officer Cisneros. He actually just got back today from helping them out. Swatches called me once, but the parameters didn't meet what we need to get out there, so we weren't able to help them.
But what you're saying is you are available for the other counties too.
Yes. I mean, I've been as far as Canales County. I've been up and helped South Fork PD on search warrants. We are available to the entire San Luis Valley. There's really no place that we can't go as long as we're given the jurisdiction to go help that other jurisdiction.
How do you see your special services benefiting our local police departments?
For us, the way that it helps us a lot is that everything in Monta Vista, all of our petty thefts, our burglaries, everything, it's all revolved around drugs. So if we're taking the product off the streets and, you know, isolating who's dealing the product and then taking them down, if there's no product, then it's going to slow down our burglaries. It'll also slow down our thefts. So it's all interconnected back to drugs. So if we can stop that, then that gives my guys at the PD some time to take a breath and be able to actually catch up on their stuff.
And obviously this is benefiting the citizens of our entire county as well.
Yes. Valley-wide, doesn't matter if we get a big bust or Alamosa, it's going to help the entire San Luis Valley.
Anything else that you would like to discuss regarding Back the Bark or your position or the canines?
So I want to thank everybody that's donated. The Skeffs have recently just given us a huge donation to help our program. I'd also like to thank Margaret and Karina and Pastor Bob. They've been awesome helping us set up our boards to get the word out about our program, as well as, you know, helping us with our account and getting that set up. They've been phenomenal to work with.
That's great to hear. Now, if someone wants to reach you or the canine unit, what would be the best way to do so?
So the best way to probably reach our canine unit is to call into dispatch. I mean, it really just depends on what it's for. If it's a question about our program, then you're probably going to want to talk to either our chief or even Margaret. Margaret knows a ton about our program. If they can't answer your question, then obviously if you call into dispatch, leave a phone message for me and I can give you a call, or Officer Cisneros can give you a call.
That is great. Well, Corporal Hart, I want to thank you for being a part of this podcast, certainly for what you do here for the city of Monta Vista, for Rio Grande County, and on all of we citizens here as well. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
Make your plans to attend the Monta Vista Police Department's K-9 Unit Fundraiser, happening as part of the summer kickoff party in South Fork. All the fun is happening on June 22nd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Outdoor Depot, 168 Four Seasons Drive in South Fork. Activities will include special demonstrations with the K-9 dogs, free food, music, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All proceeds will go to Monta Vista Police Department's K-9 unit. Special thanks to the fine folks at Outdoor Depot, your source for outdoor adventure, for hosting this special event.
The Monta Vista Police Department K-9 Unit's fund's purpose is to improve the performance of the K-9 unit and maintain a high quality of life supports police service dogs, both active and retired. The Monta Vista Police Department Canine Unit Fund is an incorporated, nonprofit 501c3 organization. All donations are tax deductible under our tax EIN, and 100% of all donations are used to support our active and retired dogs as described.
All donations will be used solely for the following purposes: to assist in purchase of canine dogs, purchase of canine-related training equipment, purchase of canine working equipment and vehicles, purchase of canine-related health and well-being supplements, canine medical and dental care, safety equipment for canine teams, and training and seminars to support canine teams. Donations in the form of a check or money order may be sent to the Monta Vista Police Department Canine Unit Fund, 118 Washington Street, Monta Vista, Colorado, 81144.
For more information, please contact Margaret Hurd at 719-850-1191. That's 719-850-1191, or any other member of the Back the Bark Canine Unit Advisory Board or the Monta Vista Police Department.
And make your plans to attend the summer kickoff party and Back the Bark Canine Unit fundraiser event on June 22nd in South Fork at Outdoor Depot. See you there.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.